We're here with Broncos president and CEO Joe Ellis. A bit of news today with the team acquiring the stadium district's contract, the naming rights for the stadium. For the average fan, what does that mean for the Broncos to step up like this?
Well, a couple things. First of all, the court has to approve the order that has us taking over the contract, and that will be on August 31st. What that does is we will assume that contract and make payments to the district, so that money will go to the district. They would not have otherwise gotten it because they had missed the payment yesterday, Sports Authority had. So we assume the contract, we'll make the payments. We get the right to remarket it and rebrand it and resell it, and we intend to do that. That's important. We think by taking over the contract, we can streamline and maybe even expedite the process a little bit. We talked to the district, football stadium district, about that. They were amenable and agreeable, and we just have to, we intend to and will keep them informed of every step that we take. We won't be overly public about it until we have a final suitor, obviously. You know, Phil, I've said to so many people all along here that the Broncos and the stadium district need to take into account that we need to constantly upgrade and maintain and upgrade this stadium. And to do it, naming rights money and naming rights revenues are an important part of that. It doesn't solve all the problems, but it's a nice chunk of money that can help mitigate some of the issues that we're facing here short-term and long-term. What we don't want to do is get in a situation where the stadium becomes obsolete and we're going back and trying to figure out how we can build a $2 billion stadium or something along those lines. You know, we built Sports Authority Field, I think, collectively with taxpayer dollars and Mr. Boland's dollars for about $467 million. And it's not going to be that cheap the next time around. So you want to try and stay in the building you're in as long as you can. Keep it modern.
And what has been the Broncos' communication with the stadium district?
We've been in lockstep with them, just telling them about our idea. Ray Baker and I have had several conversations. Our attorneys have talked because there's some intricacies relative to bankruptcy court to make sure that we could actually pull this off. We've been fortunate. They've been great partners with ours, understanding they have a strong sense of obligation to keep the stadium as well upkept as they possibly can. And they understand the future holds that there will be change as well. So, you know, Ray Baker and his board members, very forward-thinking in their ability to understand what's best for that taxpayer-built stadium.
You mentioned streamlining the process. What are the next steps here for the stadium naming rights?
Well, we've already had some discussions with other companies, and I won't reveal who they are because I don't think that's fair to anyone involved. But I do think that we can move this along swiftly and quickly. You know, I don't have a timeline on it. We don't have a timeline, Phil. It's something you want to get right. You want to get the right partner and get the right deal, and so that's what we intend to do.
I know the importance of having a partner, but I know the fans really want Mile High to be part of that name. Any plans to make sure we keep that?
Yeah, I think that's definitely going to come into consideration. I can't say what each company would want individually, but I know from our standpoint, from the district standpoint, that's something that would be important to both of us.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it,
Phil.